What we believe, Jesus Christ atoned for our sins. One of the reasons we are here on earth is to learn to obey God's commandments. Except for Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life, everyone who has lived upon the earth has sinned. See Romans chapter 3, verse 23, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. Sin is when we willfully break God's commandments, and all sins have a punishment attached to them. When we sin, justice requires that we suffer the punishment. See Alma chapter 42, verses 16 through 22. Ultimately, the consequence of any sin is separation from God. See 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 21. This separation is so severe that we cannot repair it on our own. To overcome this separation, our Heavenly Father provided a way for His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to take upon Himself the burden of our sins, making it possible for us to be spiritually clean and reunited with Him. This is the plan of mercy. The Savior taught, "For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. But if they would not repent, they must suffer even as I." Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 and 17. As part of His atonement, Jesus suffered for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross of Calvary. By repenting of our sins, we can bring the power of His atonement into our lives. Jesus Christ, who willingly atoned for our sins, said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. For more information, see Gospel Principles, pages 59 through 66, and True to the Faith, pages 14 through 20. The atonement also provides the following blessings. 1. Resurrection to all who were born on earth. See Alma chapter 11, verses 42 through 45. 2. Eternal life in God's presence for all children who die before they arrive at the age of accountability, age 8. See Mosiah chapter 3, verse 16, and chapter 15, verses 24 through 25. Moroni chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. 3. Ability to find peace in times of trial, because Jesus took upon Himself our pains and sicknesses. See John chapter 14, verse 27, Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. 4. Compensation to the righteous for the inequities of this life. See Preach My Gospel, page 52. Sidebars. See Bible Dictionary, Atonement. Jesus Christ, as the only begotten Son of God and the only sinless person to live on this earth, was the only one capable of making an atonement for mankind. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 21 and 22. "Behold, I have come unto the world to bring redemption unto the world, to save the world from sin. Therefore, whoso repenteth and cometh unto me as a little child, him will I receive, for of such is the kingdom of God. Behold, for such I have laid down my life, and have taken it up again. Therefore, repent, and come unto me, ye ends of the earth, and be saved." End of the article, Jesus Christ Atoned for Our Sins. End of the section, What We Believe.